from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey is increasing penalties for organized retail theft. As smash-and-grab crimes rise across the nation and New Jersey, Governor Murphy says the bipartisan legislation increases financial penalties for retail theft rings, along with potential time served. Officials say this is not about someone stealing a pack of gum, but highly skilled criminal enterprises that brazenly target retailers, causing them to lose billions of dollars every year. Should Congress have more involvement in the Trump administration's policies on tariffs? One New Jersey congressman thinks so. Josh Gottheimer, who's also seeking the Democratic nomination for governor, is sponsoring legislation that would require the president to outline a clear strategy for Congress to justify imposing tariffs. He says lawmakers need to do everything they can to make life more affordable, not burden them with additional taxes.
A new tariff tax is unacceptable. I want to make it clear to the president, you don't just crush hardworking families because you decide one day to wake up and do it.
He's also co-sponsoring a measure that would make it explicitly clear that the president can't impose tariffs under the guise of a national emergency without congressional approval. New Jersey News brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Got a leaky faucet, electrical issue, or AC problem? Guaranteed Service, the premier home service company in NJ, is here 24/7. Get $50 off any repair, no trip charge. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. The owner of a very rare imported sports car is suing a firehouse chief in Middlesex County, accused of damaging the vehicle.
Mark Banna of Piscataway recently filed the lawsuit against Joshua Skolnick, as well as the Piscataway Fire District company that Skolnick led. Banna says he bought the 1995 Nissan Nismo 270R in mint condition as one of just 30 ever made. It was being sold for $500,000 when Skolnick allegedly dumped buckets of a gravel mixture onto the parked car last May. The sale fell through and it now needs restoration. The lawsuit seeks unspecified damages. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And Johnny Mathis will bring the final show in his decades-long award-winning career to Englewood in May. Mathis is booked for the Bergen Performing Arts Center on May 18th. Organizers say the show is sold out. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. A nice cool day to kick off April. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We're back to jacket weather for tonight and tomorrow. But don't worry, those nice warm 70s will return soon enough. Tonight, clear skies, calm winds, chilly temperatures, a widespread frost or freeze looking likely with lows in the lower to mid-30s. Tomorrow stays on the cool side. Highs only make it to around 50. We'll progress from sun to clouds with a chance of a late-day rain shower to the north and west. Thursday, warming right back up into the 70s, but with cloudy skies and a few hit-or-miss showers and thunderstorms around. Friday, mostly cloudy and 60s with chances of showers Friday morning and then again late at night. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Sussex 43, Trenton 50 degrees, Egg Harbor Township 54. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And New Jersey weather is brought to you by Hunterdon Hills Playhouse, offering year-round entertainment at an amazing value. Broadway musicals, comedies, live music, and more. Easily accessible 3 miles west of Clinton, New Jersey, off I-78. For a complete list of upcoming shows, visit hhplayhouse.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.